Just imagine yourself heading for a patrol. You're off the beach, training done. This is it. You've got a couple of weeks run before you reach your advanced base, so here's your chance to put into practice all the dope you've had jammed into your brain about sound gear. You're down now and standing your regular watch on JP1. The main switch is on. Prop count detector is off. Filter switch is on 500. You've magnetized the hydrophone, and now you put the connector back into the input jack. There was an escort vessel up there as you dove, so now you try to pick it up. You switch back to flat and sweep for a moment. Water noise too high, but that's to be expected right after diving. So you switch up through 500 to 3,000.
Not bad.
You're right. Quieting down now. How does she sound on 6,000?
Good bearing.
But you switch back to 500 and decide it's best for listening right now. After reporting the contact, you sweep the area. 30 degrees to port, then 15 back. Then 30 degrees further to port, and 15 back. And as you sweep, you think of the cartoons in that topside listening manual that told you how to operate this gear. And you smile to yourself. That's the escort up there again. She's running with you while you make some tests.
Yep, that's her, all right. Contact, bearing 240.
You switch up to 3,000. And then to the 6,000 cycle position. And check the bearing with the indicator eye. You turn back the indicator control, for the target is close and the signal is strong. Now as you sweep over the target, the indicator eye just closes.
Let's try this prop count detector.
And you switch it on for practice and note the distortion in the signal that brings out the prop beat. And you note the wink of the eye at each swish of the blades.
Brings out the prop beats for a count, all right.
You know the prop count detector is for getting an uncertain screw count and should not be used at any other time. So you switch it off and turn back to the 500 cycle position. And as you continue your sweep, you pass through your own screws. This sort of practice while on your way out will make JP1 operation automatic. So when you are actually on patrol, you can concentrate on recognizing and identifying targets.